Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. White Sox! White Sox!
Go! Go! White Sox! That ball hit deep, way back! Deep to left field!
Holy cow! Carlton Fisk has put the White Sox ahead!
Jimenez leaves the ballpark!
You can't put it on the ball!
We got a chance to do something real special.
All right, sit back, relax, and strap it down. It's time for the White Sox Talk Podcast.
You are listening to the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust, community bank, home of White Sox checking, where you get free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage. It is www.wintrust.com/socks. Okay, Chuck Arfine, Ryan McGuffey, and Vinny Duber. We are wrapping things up here from the winter meetings. How about this? 5 days, 5 podcasts, 5 White Sox Talk podcasts in a row. Scott Chagnon, our editor and photographer, is just like exhausted by it. But thanks for all your work, Scott, for putting these together. We have loved it. And we're actually outside. You're going to hear some golf carts going by because we spent 5 days in a hotel. We never got to go outside. How does it feel to get actually some fresh air, Guff?
It feels good, but I guarantee you no one listening to this gives a damn.
They're like, where is Harper? Where is Machado?
They're like, wait, you're standing in the sun. It's 20 degrees in Chicago.
We're flying back
this
afternoon.
Meetings. They were in Vegas, and we're coming home with Ivanova.
Yeah, so where Ivanova? They want more.
Well, we all want more, but yeah. That was a good trade.
Yeah, that was a good trade. Where do you think the Sox are at in their pursuit of Bryce Harper, Vinny Duber?
I think they're in it. I think they're in it to win it. I don't know if they will win it, but they're very committed. They're very aggressive, and it certainly looks like. I mean, think about it. If I would have told you 2 months ago that, or especially last year, that the White Sox would be the talk of these winter meetings,
and they'd be at the table for Bryce Harper.
No, yeah. A month ago, I would have been like, huh?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
I'm still warming up to it.
And I think it just. This has been part of Rick Hahn's rebuilding plan. I understand it, and it just still seems a little surreal that they're in it like this. But they are. They're aggressive, and they're talking about it. They're happy to be at the table, and they think they have a winning pitch.
I think you mentioned it, Chuck. You said the White Sox were the talk of the winter meetings. There was no big splash. There was no big press conference here in Las Vegas. But I think what I'm taking away is you never like to necessarily win the winter meetings. The White Sox have done that,
and it doesn't work out.
But I think they've raised the eyebrows of the winter meetings collectively throughout baseball. I've gone back to saying when you're going through this process, you need a wake-up baseball kind of moment. Mm-hmm. And usually that means signing John Lester or, you know, name a guy in any of these rebuild situations. Obviously, Bryce Harper would do that, but the fact that the White Sox are a finalist in this sweepstakes, and it appears that they're going to go contractually. I know we don't know numbers yet, but it appears, by all accounts, from everybody connected to this deal, is that they know that they're going to have to go 10 years and $400 million or whatever it's going to be. They're going to be in that conversation. They may even be the top bidder. And like you said, Vinny, they may not win, but the eyebrows have certainly been raised.
Yeah, so from what I hear, it may happen in a week, possibly. But then again, timing on these things are.
It feels like it's going to be like sooner than later. To me.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what happens there. But Rick Hahn speaking today after the Rule 5 draft, had a couple of interesting things to say. One is kind of acknowledging. Would you say that they're totally going after
entirely,
them?
Entirely.
And the reason why I bring this up is because there was an evolution as the week progressed, because he wouldn't even go near this kind of talk at the start of the week.
And you know who I think might have had a lot to do with that is Ricky Renteria. because seriously,
he did.
We talked to Rick Hahn on Monday, and we talked to Rick Hahn on Tuesday, and both days he was very much, you know, not going to get into specifics like he always is, and that's fine. And then we talked to Ricky Renteria in the manager's scrum, and he was like, "Oh yeah, I think Eloy Jimenez could be just as good as these guys we're going after." And I was like, "All right, okay, I guess it's happening."
Yeah, and I mean, you just would see it on his face. I would bring up stuff that I was hearing about Harper or Machado. He would just smile because he's a manager who's just dreaming about, "Whoa, I could potentially have one of these guys on my team, and I'm not going to be, you know, going to player X and Y. I'm going to get player A or B." Yeah.
I think at some point too, like, it's not like he's on the defensive, Rick, because there are certainly, whether it's fans or media, whoever you want to say, that are maybe a little bit in shock that the White Sox are in this conversation. Rick said something yesterday on the radio, and I'm not sure if you guys heard it, where we deserve to be at the table and we deserve nice things too. Mm-hmm. That we're not, you know, stop talking about everyone else. We have prepared for this with these guys, with this plan, and we have the financial flexibility and, quite frankly, the plan, maybe the best plan, in terms of a future and a window being open, than any team in baseball. So I thought the tide turned. And the Renteria, that's interesting because he did, I don't want to say loose lips. There's an excitement.
Yeah.
They're
confident.
It's a puffy chest without being arrogant.
Yeah. Well, it's easier for Rick Renteria to be a little more unguarded.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's not in the room with these agents and free agents and the GMs and all that
stuff. And quite
frankly,
in his 3 years as a Chicago manager, he's ready to turn the page and bring in guys like this.
Yeah, because these records don't usually go on the GM's resume.
No.
They go on the manager's resume.
Yes.
So I think he's already filling out lineup cards, you know, back home, and he would love to add a premium talent.
Are you filling out lineup cards yet?
No. I'll do that in the spring, maybe.
Spring. I've at least fantasized about what
I was going to say. If we took the crew from Inception and went into Chuck's dreams, I think we would be able to find a lineup card with Bryce Harper's name
like
on it.
Like you wouldn't have to go deep. I mean, Bryce would be right there at level one.
Okay. All right. If that's what this is going to be, then that's what this is going to be. But anyway, we're going to take a quick 10-second break for Wintrust, and then you're going to hear from Rick Hahn as he closed the winter meetings with some thoughts about what's transpired this week and the chairman, Jerry Reinsdorf.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Sox. Members FDIC. Ricky's boys don't quit, and neither does NBC Sports Chicago's coverage. Download the My Teams app by NBC Sports and get your White Sox anytime, anywhere.
We're excited to be discussing impactful moves for the long term. It's good to be have a seat at the table on some large, impactful moves. Now, again, doesn't mean that anything's necessarily going to come together. We still have a fair amount of work to do. And even if we are able to convert on something big, there's still going to be more work behind it over the coming years to get us to where we need to be. Those of you who know Jerry know how competitive he is. He was on board from the start with the rebuild. He's still on board with the long-term plan. He's still very comfortable with where we're at and where we're headed. At the same time, there is a competitiveness where you want to reinforce what we've done. You don't want the suffering necessarily to be for naught, so to speak. There has to be a pot of gold at the end of this, so to speak. And his competitiveness has been a part of this from the start. He was, again, very much on board when he, Kenny, and I talked about this from the start, about how things were going to unfold and some of the hardship that were going to be at the front end and some of the moves that we wanted to be a part of potentially on the back end to move this thing along.
We're back here on the White Sox Talk podcast, and one thing about Bryce Harper is he loves to troll.
He's good at it.
And he trolled big time here on Thursday. So Nicky Delmonico, who's on this White Sox fan vacation in Riviera Maya, you got Tim Anderson there, you got Yolmer Sanchez and a bunch of White Sox fans. So there was this video of those guys playing wiffle ball on the beach. He puts it, Nicky posts it on Instagram, and who responds? Bryce Harper to Nicky Delmonico, and he says, "This is what it's all about. Love this, brother." So you're wondering, what's going on here? How does Bryce Harper know Nicky Delmonico? But if you don't know the story, those guys were teammates on a Team USA, I think it was under 21 or under 18 team back in the day. Manny Machado was on that team as well. What were your thoughts about what are your thoughts of Nicky Delmonico kind of having this Bryce Harper thing happen here today?
I love Harper trolling. I mean, I know the Cub fans have been trying to connect those dots for 12 months. I've always, like, when you're good at trolling, it's like you just got to tip your cap. It's fun.
It's a talent.
It is a talent. You can't just, like, try to troll and then take a break for a while. He's consistent. Mm-hmm. Whether the Bulls hat, I looked at that. All the Cub fans, like, oh, look, he's definitely coming to Chicago. I thought it as well. He's got Jerry's team on his head. So there you go. So you can connect these dots any which way. But I do think the connection goes back 10 years.
I'm not too sure how big of an impact Nicky Delmonico is going to make on the White Sox courtship of Bryce Harper, but we'll see. Who knows?
He is the secret weapon.
If there's one to be made, Rick Hahn, I'm sure has already...
I'm sure he's reached out.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's reached out to Nicky and been like, you got any inside info here?
I did attempt, just so you know out there, White Sox fans, I did attempt to tell this story. I wanted Nicky Delmonico to give me a pitch for his good friend Bryce Harper on the record, but he wouldn't do it.
He's smart. He's probably been talked to, too, as well.
Yeah, you know? Stay out of White Sox business.
I'm going to throw something on you. Do you guys think, keeping the predictions podcast intact, knowing what we know now, being here a week, prediction of when Harper signs and with who?
Oh, man.
You already said he signed with the White Sox.
I got to stay with the White Sox. I got to. So I'm going to say White Sox.
When will he sign? Do you believe it'll be, like, before Christmas?
All right, I'm going to go December 21st, 4:32 p.m. Chicago time.
That would be Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That's pretty good. Right into the holiday week.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to say pre-Christmas. I'm not going to give you – well, you know, I have to give you a date now. December 20th. I'm going to take the day before.
With who? You said Dodgers before.
I did. I'm going to – that's what I'm on the hook for.
Yep, you are.
But Giddy Guff is getting giddy. I'm trying to size up the White Sox and the Phillies. I think that I'm trying to take all of my human interest element out of this too, which is very hard. I think the Sox are a better situation. I really do. Over the next 10 years, better city. Yeah, that's right. Better city.
Better. And he could be doing spring training in Arizona. He lives in Las Vegas. Doesn't have to do all that traveling in Florida during spring training. That could be a plus.
The DH appeal is there.
He likes Chicago.
I think he signs after Christmas,
right,
but before January 1st.
Really?
And I think come February, he'll be showing up to Camelback Ranch for spring training with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Oh, damn, you got me.
What a buzz.
I was like, we've officially brought him all the way. Vinny, I thought we had him all the way on this side of the tracks for the first time.
I never thought about that if he signs with the Dodgers, he's going to be
a good tease.
Oh, he's gonna.
Thank you.
That was well done.
I had you hook, line, and
oh,
sinker.
Yeah, you did.
God, man, at this point, I'm falling for, like, you know, Fen Rosenthal on Twitter, you know, and like all the fake, you know, John Morisi.
John Morisi.
I'm just like,
Chuck Garfine.
Yeah. We should create a fake.
No, we shouldn't.
Oh, now this is an idea.
I think Rick.
We should source the listeners and see what they can come up with.
I think Rick would like it.
Yeah. So there's a fake Chuck Garfine account.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be kind of funny.
Okay.
There's a not Rick Hahn account.
And by the way, if you were listening to the podcast yesterday where Rick Hahn said, you know, calling sports phone, that's what he used to do when he was a fan because he was such a diehard Chicago sports fan. I went up to him today and I said, do you remember the phone number you'd have to call for sports phone? I knew it off the top of my head when I talked about it on the podcast. I said to Rick, do you remember the number? And he goes, right off the bat, sure I do, 900-976-1313.
Well, so, when you grew up in those days.
Yes, in those days.
And I did
before
too,
television and electricity.
I could rattle off 15 phone numbers right now of, you know, friends and parents' houses and all that stuff because it was by memory. It was not like, you know, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Quality. Right.
I think we're going to wrap it up. Good stuff, Rich. Love Love the sports phone. I got a lot of sports information back in the day from
I'll tell you
those
what,
people.
You'd be asking for your money back this week if you were calling sports phone because there would just be dead silence on the
like,
other end.
You know what it would be? Actually, every time that you've gone on Twitter, that would have been $1.99.
Yeah.
That's what sports phone was.
Well, they charged you for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it cost money.
It was a 1-900 number.
Yeah, exactly.
That's brutal.
My parents did not like that.
That's brutal.
The only place 900 numbers still exist are here in Vegas.
And by the way, Rick said that what he used to do, him and his friends, because they could only dial so many times, they would dial from Rick's house, and then they'd go to a friend's house and dial from there.
Smart.
I mean, we were
He was already figuring it out back then.
Yeah.
I bet you it would have just cost less to just go drive to the winter meetings. Wasn't gas like a nickel or something?
You know what?
We didn't even have cars back then. It was like horses.
Yeah, so you could have just, you know, all you need to do is load up the Conestoga wagon and go down to the winter meetings.
They would hold winter meetings in cities like Terre Haute and, you know, Joliet.
Yes.
Big railroad towns.
We are punch drunk on the final day of the winter meetings, and that is going to be a wrap. And, hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening. We know you need the information, and we're doing everything we can to provide as much as we can for you. And we will be continuing this hot stove White Sox season throughout the winter. Winter meetings might be over, but our quest to give you White Sox hot stove stuff and podcasts and writing and you name it continues. And that's a wrap for this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast, brought to you by Wintrust Community Bank, home of White Sox checking with free ATMs nationwide. Go to the special White Sox webpage, www.wintrust.com/Sox. Hawk Harrelson, take it away.
Thanks, Art Chuck. And this edition of the White Sox Talk Podcast is over.